This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom.
Today we have Todd Smith, veteran sniper, to share some knowledgeable tips on perfecting your marksmanship.
I think the key is that knowing what it is that you do and what your pattern is, and that you know how that firearm shoots under those conditions. So I'm not, you know, loading my firearm up with a bunch of really heavy grease or something like that and then going out and firing it when I'm used to just firing it with really light lube. So it's just important to get out there and get on the range and know what your firearm does. It's the same thing with a cold barrel shot, which in most hunting, most special operations, things like that, there's a difference between the cold barrel shot, how that firearm shoots and leaves the barrel when it's cold versus when it's been warmed up and had some rounds put through it. The biggest thing is to know what changes happen traveling from the gun to the target or what happens inside the gun. The important thing is to know what it does in each different situation and to match that situation to what you're doing, you know, whether you're elk hunting or whether you're just out on the firing range in 105 degree weather. I'm not sniping anymore. I'm not doing any marksmanship type stuff, but I still keep a dope book. I know what grains I shoot, what they travel like, where they hit it, how many yards. You know, I stick a lot of guys who reload, they'll actually reload the same exact thing every time because they know where it's going to go.
Todd, you make a great point with your cold barrel shot. That's something that's oftentimes forgotten about. When the bore on the rifle's clean, that bolt's going to leave the barrel a lot faster and will normally shoot a little higher.
You've just heard Sportsman Spotlight with Matt Rice. If you have a fishing or hunting story you'd like to share, feel free to contact us at sportsmanspotlight.com, home of the Ag Information Network of the West.